This time they are taking the topic of six Goswamis. Okay, Goswami, go means what?
What?
Okay, go means not go. Come, go, not like that. Go means senses. And Swami means what? Yes, he is the master of the senses, who can control the senses. Now you have got cold, no ice cream means no ice cream. Okay? Goswami, master of the senses, one or controller of the senses. That is Goswami. So this time we will see the stories of six Goswamis. They are saints. Okay? In one term, they are saints. So, and by listening to these stories, what will happen? We will get their qualities. If we listen properly, sit properly and listen properly, then we will get all their qualities. That is why we are telling. Because we don't have good qualities. Then we'll get more good qualities when we hear these pastimes. Okay? Six Goswamis. Now, who can tell me the names of all the six Goswamis? Yes? Yes?
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, and Gopalabhatta Goswami, and Jeev Goswami.
Very good. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Who else can say? Who else? Six Goswamis? Full six, all the names of the six Goswamis? Okay? Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Never mind, you did five. Anybody else? Six. Yes, Mukund. What happened? Half you raised your hands. I thought you raised your hand. You did like this. Sat. Very good. That is more easy to tell, no? That is how. Okay, you also want to say Hari Bol for Mukund. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Yes, Pinkle. Very good. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Yes, Tanika. Hey, not looking in the page. Okay, you are new, that's fine. Okay, and you are small also. Yes. Yes? Okay. Tell. I'll tell you one formula how to learn easily. One, you want to say? Vande Rupa. That line all of you. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jeeva Gopalaka. So, Vande Rupa. Rupa is Rupa Goswami. Vande Rupa Sanatana. Sanatana Goswami. Vande Rupa Sanatana. Raghu Yuga. Yuga means what? It's a plural. Two. There are two Raghus. No?
Yes.
One is Raghunath Dasa Goswami. One is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So, Yuga. Two. Plural. Raghu Yuga. Shri Jeeva. Jeeva Goswami. Gopala. Gopala Bhatta. This is one. But in this picture, Mukund knows. Like, who is he? Because he said the line from, you know the bhajan. In Hari Harayanama it comes from.
Yes.
What is the line, Mukund? This, most of you know this line,
yes.
No? Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha Shri Jeeva Gopala Bhatta Dasa. This is the order we are saying. Okay? Always it's difficult to find, no? All look same, all are thin, all are just very much other. and one cloth on their body, right? So difficult, and all her thing, all her chanting, all her commandment in their hands. How to find out who is which Goswami, right? So this is the way. Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhattara. This quiz you can ask anybody, because many people don't. So this you can ask. Which is which Goswami? This you discuss with them. So today we will see about Shri Sanatana. Okay. So I'll try to cover as many persons as possible today. Some I'll take tomorrow also. Right? So Shri Sanatana Goswami, he was his father was Kumar Deva. Okay? And Kumar Dev, all of his hip-prophet, okay? Kumar Dev had three sons. Afterwards they got the name of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And that, you know who gave them that name? Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them that name. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Initially their name, as children, their name was Amar and Santosh. And Anupam. Three brothers. There were others also, but now we will focus on these three brothers. Who all I said? Santosh, Amar and Anupam. They were very scholarly, very intelligent, and they had lot of interest for spiritual life. Now these three, we will focus on Sanatana Goswami. Who is your father? Kumar Dev. Who said? You said? Oh, you said? Okay. Kumar Dev. Okay? And they belong to the Bharadwaj Gotra. And they come from Saraswat Brahmin family. It's very highly recognized Brahmin family. Saraswat Brahmin family. It hails from Karnataka. Okay. Now, this first we focus on Sanatana Goswami. When he was a child, when he was young, he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw when Brahman came and gave him Bhagavatam. Today I told about Bhagavatam, right? Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna. That is a scripture about Krishna and his relationship with all his devotees. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. It's about Krishna and his devotees. So this Brahman came and gave him Bhagavatam. So he was so happy. And now he got up. And he saw Bhagavatam is not there. So he was very sad. And at that time there was somebody knocked at the door. And guess what? He opened the door, that same Brahman came. And he gave him Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sanatana Goswami, he was very, for now I'll tell him as Sanatana Goswami only, but later on he gets his name. I'll tell also how he gets his name. So he got Srimad Bhagavatam. And he made that as his life and soul. Like how we make Harry Potter as a life and soul. That for him, Srimad Bhagavatam was his life and soul. Who is intelligent? So we had a program when Samita was, we had one children festival. Where we made from Harry Potter to Harry Topper. That is what we had a program for children festival. Maybe we can start again. So... So that's why for Sanatana Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam was like Harry Potter. So he used to read and he fully absorbed Srimad Bhagavatam. He learnt all what is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he wrote commentaries on that. Okay, that's called Dashama Tipini. That is the book Sanatana Goswami wrote. Then as they grew up, Sanatana and Rupa and Anupam. Amar, Santosh and Anupam. They were so intelligent, they knew all the languages, Sanskrit, Persian and some more languages. And at that time, they had come to Ramakeli. That place was ruled by a Muslim king called Nawab Hussain Shah. And he was very cruel, wicked minded. And his only job was to go on winning over, to expanding his kingdom as much as possible. And destroying all the temples. That was his job. And he was very wicked. In fact, if people, suppose even they come near his shadow, they'll go and take bath. They considered it so sinful even to come near his shadow. And this Nawab, somebody told him that, you know, this Amar and Santosh, they are very intelligent. If somehow you get them into your kingdom, then you can rule the whole Hindu population. Everybody will be in your mutti. That's what they told him. So what he did, he went to Amar and Santosh. He said that you work in my kingdom. If you don't, now they will not work in a Muslim, because if you work with a Muslim, it is very sinful. You have to take bath, even if you take 100 times bath in Ganga, still you will not become purified. So nobody would work in Muslim government. So, but what happened? He told them, if you don't work for me, then I will punish all of these Hindus. Whoever is there in this kingdom, I'll punish all of them. If you want, you work with me. Otherwise, I'm punishing them. Now, they had compassion. They didn't want to punish. Because if they don't work, they all will get punishment. So, they agreed to work for this Nawab. So, they both got Muslim names. One became the prime minister of that place, the kingdom. And one became the finance minister. So, the prime minister is Sarkar Malik. So, this Amar became Sarkar Malik. That is, and Sanatana Goswami becomes Sarkar Malik. And Rupa Goswami becomes Dabir Khas. He is a finance minister. Clear? Amar and Santosh get the names Dabir Khas and Sarkar Malik. They are very intelligent. Now, Nawab was very happy with their work, because he used to go on expanding and expanding his kingdom. But at the same time, these two, Dabir Khas and Sarkar Malik, took care of all his affairs. And they kept account of everything perfectly. In the morning, they would dress as Muslims and they would work in this government. In the evenings, they had this person, he gave them lot of wealth. And he built palaces for them and estates for them, because he was very impressed by their intelligence and the way they worked in his government. So he gave all those things, but they were not so happy. They built a Gupta Vrindavan. Sit properly, huh? They built a Gupta Vrindavan in their place, where they had a replica of Radha Kund, Shama Kund, and all the places in Vrindavan, Kadambakanan, all these places they had. And every evenings they used to go on chanting and meditating on the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Morning they had to work with a Muslim person. In the evenings they used to go on meditating on Radha Krishna's pastimes. So this way they were living. One day, in the dream of Sanatana Goswami, a very illustrious, very beautiful, golden personality came in his dream. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami, after seeing him, was so attracted by him. And they discussed, even Rupa Goswami had that. They both discussed, they said that we should meet him. So they started, and moreover, the father of the Goswamis, who was the father? Kumar Dev. He was also not happy that they are working for the Muslim king. In those, normally everybody would be happy. Oh, so much money they are getting. They are having estates. So they will be happy, no? But he was not happy. Because he wanted them to work directly for Krishna. So he was not happy. So he used to do yajnas and pujas so that somehow they should be released. At the same time, they approached their mother. They said, what should we do? But the mother said, you write a letter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they started writing letters to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They went on writing letters. Please tell us how we can be liberated from the position which we are in. Are you understanding what I am talking? All of you are understanding? If you have any questions, you can ask me later also. Suppose you don't understand. Agar kuch samajh mein nahi aaya to baad mein puchne ka. Theek hai? So, they used to write letters. After several letters, they didn't get reply. After many letters, once they got a reply from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote that you should behave like a daughter-in-law, who, like a lady who is very dutiful to her husband. She works so nicely, but at the same time, if she loves somebody else, how she behaves very nicely with her husband, at the same time she has sampani in her mind. But in this, what was the message Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing? Although you are a great devotee of Lord Krishna, at the same time you behave very nicely so that the Nawab has no doubt. Understood? So like this he wrote, at the same time he thought that let me go to Ramakeli, the place where they were residing. So once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with many of the followers, actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, many times in his mind it was there. So he along with many of his followers, they were coming to towards Vrindavan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his direction. He came to Ramakeli. And everybody thought, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is changing the direction going to Ramakeli? Anyway, he went to Ramakeli, and when he went there, he went with thousands and thousands of people, and they all did a big, vigorous kirtan. Let us try once. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they did this vigorous kirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time the Nawab thought, who is this? So he asked his one of the servants, who is this? So that person, he knew that the Nawab, he is a crooked man. So they said, oh, he is just a beggar. Nawab said, no, no, he is a supreme personality of Godhead. How can he be a beggar who has engaged so many people in Mahamantra? And he made a rule that nobody should stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from continuing the kirtan. So the whole day everybody was doing vigorous kirtan. Everybody was dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in the night, Rupa and Sanatan, that is Amar and Santosh, Dabir Khas and Sarkar Malik, their names, they went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle of the night without the Nawab knowing. They both went, and you know how they went? They went in a very humble mood. They went and they did prostrated obeisances. They did Dandavat Pranam. If I take a stick and I put down, it falls completely, isn't it? That is called Dandavat Pranam. So they did Dandavat Pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with straws in their teeth. And they tied a cloth around their neck. This is to show how humble they are. Okay, they did that and they fell in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur was there, and other devotees were also there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced both of them, and at that point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the name, from today you are Sanatana Goswami, you are Rupa Goswami. Understood how they got the names? They got from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they told many more things. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had lot of discussions. And then Rupa and Sanatan, they went back to their place. But then they thought, no more we are going to serve this Muslim king. We are not going to continue our services. So Rupa Goswami, what he did, he took all the treasures that he had. With Anupam, he put all the treasures in the boat. And he kept 10,000 gold coins with one person. And they both left. They said, no more, we are not going to any more work for Nawab. So they both left Nawab, and Rupa and Anupam left the place to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami had a little more responsible position. Of course, finance minister was also responsible, but this was more responsible. So he, what did he do? He, Sanatana Goswami thought, I'll not go to the job, but I'll stay here for some time. So he never went for the job. So many days passed. The Nawab was worried, why Sanatana is not coming? So he got the message. Sanatana sent the message, I'm sick, so I'm not coming for the job. But actually he was not sick. He was reading Bhagavatam with everyone. At that time Nawab thought, so many days passed, my job is not being done. So he sent one doctor to check how is Sanatana Goswami. So he sent a doctor, and the doctor gave him checks. And he said, Sanatana Goswami is perfect, there is no problem with him. He did the Bhagavad Gita, he told him about the cancer. So the doctor replied, Husain Shah, he came directly to Sanatana Goswami's house. Hey, what is this? You have cheated me. Why you cheated me? You are all right. You are perfectly all right. Still you are not coming for the job. You don't know. He used to consider them as his younger brother. He said, your elder brother is going and doing so much work, going and destroying all the places, and you have to supposed to take care of all the things. Why are you not doing all these things? So then Sanatana Goswami said, henceforth I am not going to work for you. So if you want, you can give any punishment. Huh? Is that so? So Nawab, he called his ministers and all his servants. He said, you arrest Sanatana Goswami, put him in the prison. Until then, I'll go now. I'm going to Orissa. I'm going to destroy there all the things. So now Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned. And he got the letter from Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami had written that with this particular Brahman, I have kept 10,000 gold coins. So please escape. And even, let me go a little bit back. Before taking this decision, Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that no more we want to work for the Muslim, so for the king. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, stop, you resign. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. That time Rupa Goswami did this. Now Sanatana Goswami, he told to the jailkeeper that, you know, I want to go to Mecca. You know what is Mecca, right? All of you, you have not read about Mecca in your GK? None of you? You know, right? What is Mecca? Yes, it's a religious place for Muslims. At least once in lifetime they do go there. So he told to the jailkeeper that I want to go there. So can you release me? And he said, I'll give you 5,000 gold coins. So the jailkeeper said, what I will tell to the Nawab? What reply shall I give to the Nawab? So then, So what reply shall I give to the Nawab? So then he thought, I'll bribe him more. So he said, I'll give you more 2,000 coins. I'll give you more 2,000 gold coins. Then and he taught him, you tell Nawab that Sanatana wanted to pass. So he went with all the, he was tied with the chains. When he went to pass tool, he jumped into the river. And I tried to find, I spent lot of time to find, but I couldn't find him. You just tell like this to Nawab. So then this person thought, oh, it's good, no, if I get 7,000 gold coins. So he was greedy. So he took the 7,000 gold coins and he released Sanatana Goswami. Now Sanatana Goswami, he was in the prisoner clothes. And for a long time, because he didn't shave and all, he was looking like a beggar. And he was going with Ishan. Ishan was one of the servants. Till here, did you understand? Should I continue? Okay. So he was going with a servant called Ishan and they went walking through all the places. It's not so easy. All the hilly tracts of land, he went walking. Then he went to a place. Over there, they thought they'll stay for that night. But the person, the hotel manager of that place, he had an astrologer and he said that they have gold coins. What happened is, Ishan had gold coins with him. Sanatana Goswami, till here are you understanding? Huh? Sanatana Goswami asked Ishan, do you have gold coins? He said, yes. How many gold coins do you have? He said, I have 7 gold coins. So then Sanatana Goswami, give me those. He took the 7 gold coins and he gave it to the hotel keeper. And the manager said, what is this? He said that the hotel manager said, I was about to kill you. What happened is, this hotel manager gave place to them and he treated them very nicely because he knew they have gold coins. So he gave very nice treatment. Nobody gives such a nice treatment unless and until they have some selfish purpose. So he gave such a nice treatment. So this Sanatana Goswami, he knew something is wrong. So he told Ishan, you give me 7 gold coins. He gave it to the hotel manager, you keep it with you. The manager said, I was supposed to kill you for these coins, but since you are so honest, you keep with you only, I don't want. Sanatana Goswami said, see, if you don't take, this place is full of dacoits. Somebody else will take, so it's better you only take. And only one help you do, help me to get out from this hilly track, how to go from here. So then he came out and he told Ishan, you have 1 more gold coin? He said, yes, I have. He said, now you go back to the place from where we came, let me proceed. She told Ishan to go back. Now Sanatana Goswami was all alone. And this innkeeper, the hotel manager, he helped him to go to further. So he went walking, walking, walking. Then he came through the hilly tracks. Then he came to a poor place called Hajipur. He came to the place called Hajipur. There was his brother-in-law. His name was Shrikant. He was the husband of Sanatana Goswami's sister. That was Shrikant. So Shrikant told to Sanatana Goswami, why don't you stay for 2 days over here? Sanatana Goswami said, I won't stay even for one second also. Why? He wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I won't stay for. Then Shrikant requested. Then Shrikant said, at least accept this blanket, this woolen blanket, new woolen blanket. Then he said, okay. And he took the woolen blanket and Sanatana Goswami went further. Then he went to Varanasi. He went walking from Ramakeli to Varanasi. And Varanasi he went. Over there was the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. In the meantime, what happened is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan he came to Varanasi. So he was in Varanasi at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. So Sanatana Goswami went there, and when he went to their house, he was down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Chandrasekhar Acharya, see, go and call, a pure devotee has come, go and call him. So Chandrasekhar Acharya went outside and he saw this beggar and he came back. And this Sanatana Goswami said, did you see Sanatana Goswami? No, I just, the Muslim beggars, they are called Daravesh. Because he didn't shave for such a long time. So all beard, everything had come and he had not eaten for such a long time. So he was looking like a Daravesh, like a beggar. So Chandrasekhar Acharya told to Sanatana Goswami that Daravesh is there. So Sanatana Goswami said, I'm sorry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bring him in. That is Sanatana Goswami. So then he was brought in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now again, Sanatana Goswami, he did his Dandavat Pranams and then he took a straw in his teeth and then he offered obeisances to Sanatana Goswami. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had long arms. It is said the Lord's arms, they extend up to his knees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took his arms and he embraced Sanatana, came to embrace. You know what is embrace? To come to embrace Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, no, don't play. Please don't. I am so impure. Don't touch me. You are the Supreme Lord. Don't touch me. I am so impure. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sanatana Goswami, you know why I am touching you? Because if I touch you, I'll become purified. Can you see what is the devotion of Sanatana Goswami? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and he told Chandrasekhar Acharya that you please give him a bath and then shave all of his hair and then you bring him. Then Sanatana Goswami went and took a bath. So Chandrasekhar Acharya said, I'll give you new set of clothes. He said, no, please give me old set of clothes. Don't give me new clothes. And then Tapan Mishra came. Now who is Tapan Mishra? It will come in Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. I will not tell today. At present, just understand, Tapan Mishra, one Brahmin came. Sanatana Goswami, when he was in Varanasi, you should know all these personalities, okay? Don't forget. Because our exhibition is coming, you should know all of them. Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Varanasi, he was staying at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, but he used to take prasad at Tapan Mishra's house. Okay, so Tapan Mishra told to Sanatana Goswami, you please come to my house for taking prasad. Sanatana Goswami said, no, I'll not come to your house, I'll do Madhukari. Madhukari means what? Going to every house and whatever they give, take that. That's all. No demanding. Whatever they give, I will eat that. Yeah, begging. Sanatana Goswami was a so rich personality, isn't it? He was working for the Muslim and he had such big palaces. And that person now is begging. And then after that one Maharashtrian Brahmin came. He said, you come to my house and take prasad. So then Sanatana Goswami said, no, I'll do Madhukari. When all this, who was observing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with his vairagya. Vairagya means his renunciation. The term in Sanskrit is vairagya, that is renunciation. He was so happy with his renunciation. And then he told him, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at one thing. You know what he was looking? What did Sanatana Goswami get from his brother-in-law?
The woolen blanket.
Ah, that woolen blanket. It was a new one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at that blanket. Means what? That one little bit is remaining. So Sanatana Goswami understood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants me to renounce that also. So you know what he did? He went to the river there, and there one dhobi, he was washing clothes. And he had an old quilt. Okay, it's also like a blanket. So he told to that dhobi, can you give me that in exchange to this new blanket? So then he said, are you making fun of me? Why are you making fun of me? So he said, no, no, what I am saying is true. Can you please exchange? He changed that to a torn quilt. Okay, so then he took that, he put that and came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy because of his renunciation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, my dear Sanatan, if you go for begging with a new woolen blanket, what will people think, isn't it? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time, Sanatana Goswami fell, this is the most important section in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, Kiyami, that is, who am I? Why am I suffering? That is a very important question all of us should ask. Why am I suffering? Who am I? That question Sanatana Goswami asked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him. He instructed at this place, at Varanasi, for 2 months. Sanatana Goswami, for us, even sitting for 2 hours is so difficult, isn't it? Sanatana Goswami sat in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 months, all day. For 2 months, whole day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami. And that full is, it's called the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he taught Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, I'll tell tomorrow. So he told to Sanatana Goswami, and in that there were many teachings in that, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was highlighting that how the chanting of Mahamantra is the topmost, and many more things he gave. And after all, I won't go into the elaboration of the teachings. He taught all of those things, and in the end, Sanatana Goswami, do you remember this verse? Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgranti Api Uru Krame. I taught you in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that time, how many times I told Sanatana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that verse? Who remembers? Okay, no problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that verse in 61 ways. How many ways?
61 ways.
To whom? To Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So now Sanatana Goswami told to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you explain me that verse to me also? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgranti Api Uru Krame Kurvanti Ahai Tukim Bhakti. So that verse he explained to him again, and this is how for 2 months Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave explanations to Sanatana Goswami. Okay, so now after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, now you go to, he gave him instructions. Now whatever I taught you for 2 months, now you have to write books on that. How somebody should behave, how somebody should act, what are the Vaishnava etiquettes, all this, many more things, whatever I taught, you please write those scriptures. Then you excavate means find out the lost places in Vrindavan. Okay, these are the instructions Sanatana Goswami gave to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Sanatana Goswami. Then he told, now you go to Vrindavan. So Sanatana Goswami, on the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan. And then he started doing the, but when he goes to Vrindavan, he met Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai is another devotee. Subuddhi Rai, he took Sanatana Goswami through the 12 forests of Vrindavan, and then after that he got him, Sanatana Goswami heard that Rupa Goswami was here, then he has gone to Jagannath Puri. So Sanatana Goswami thought, now let me go to Jagannath Puri. So now first, where did he go? Where was Sanatana Goswami first? Ramakeli. From Ramakeli he went to Hajipura. Hajipura he went to Varanasi. And from Varanasi, where did he go? Who he met? Subuddhi Rai. What did Subuddhi Rai do in Vrindavan? He took him to the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And then from there he goes to Jagannath Puri. And while going to Jagannath Puri, Sanatana Goswami did not go in Ola or train or plane. You know how he went? He went walking. And that also not a very soft path. He went in the most hilly tracks. And he didn't get any day food also. Sometimes somewhere little bit he'll eat. And sometimes he'll drink something. And most of the times he was fasting, he wouldn't eat anything. And one day somewhere he got some, he drank little water which was contaminated in a pond. And because of that, he got a disease. And that disease, because of that disease, Sanatana Goswami, in his body, there were pores from which blood used to come out and pus used to come out. So Sanatana Goswami thought, now, what is the use of this body? Then he thought, idea, now I'll go to Jagannath Puri and there will be Rath Yatra. When the Rath comes, I will go below the Rath and I'll give up my life. That's what he thought. With that thought, he comes to Jagannath Puri. Okay, so then what happens? I will let you know tomorrow. Because I'm feeling all of you are a little bit, you want some...